All right, welcome back to another episode of The Tea. We took a short break. We're back.
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Back in the saddle.
Yeah. took some time off for the 4th. Unintentionally. Just was not going to happen. Mm-mm. It was way too much happening.
It was like, how can we really celebrate America?
We did.
And also podcast at the same time. Yeah. Maybe next year we'll be at that level that we can do both.
Yeah. Because we're really big into celebrating America.
Here's the thing. Yes. Absolutely. God bless America. Yeah. This is America and we're American.
Yes.
One thing about the podcast journey that I'm learning is that if we do not podcast on the first side of the week, it's just like kind of a lost art.
Yeah. Except for today.
It is the latter half of the week.
Yeah.
And we're making it happen.
Mm-hmm. Pushing through.
Yeah. I can't see you very good because of like how the mic is.
I can see your eyes.
Okay.
I see you. You see me?
I see you from like here up.
That's okay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back in. It's taken some time off. It may be a little bit of trying to navigate where we're going today in this episode, because everything that was on the notes
was from
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Literally. And honestly, we did have a lot of notes.
Yeah. I mean, we can still talk about some things,
I guess, but like, we can't sing the national anthem.
We could. We still could.
That would be weird.
Have you ever seen those videos? That it's literally my favorite thing on the internet, where people like prank people by acting like they start out like their dinner or their meeting by singing the national anthem.
No. I want to do that though.
You've never done that. You've never seen those videos.
No,
I've never done that. But I mean, you've never seen those videos.
I've never seen those videos.
That's okay. When I tell you, those are my favorite videos on the internet, period. Okay, people will know what I'm talking about. So basically, the first one I ever saw was a guy who was bringing his like new girlfriend to meet his family, and they were having dinner like at the family's house. Uh-huh. And before, like, everybody's like getting ready to eat, and they go to eat, and then the whole family, everybody's in on it except for the girlfriend.
Actually, I think I have seen a video like this.
So they all stand up and start, it might be the Pledge of Allegiance. Yes, it's the Pledge of Allegiance. But, and then the person just like immediately joins in. They're so confused. I saw one of those recently. It was like the new youth leader, and it was their first meeting with like all the church people.
Okay.
Like,
what are you talking about?
Like, it was like a staff meeting.
Oh, a staff meeting. Okay.
I don't know why I lost all English language.
Like a new employee.
They were a new employee. It was their first meeting, and it was like the guy and his wife, and like they had their kids, and they start saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and they're like, anyway, those are so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
got to do that sometime.
Yeah. For sure. When would we do that?
There's no opportunity that we would ever do that.
Yeah. Cause we were not around people. Crazy. Except for each other. We could do that. Well, they're going to hear this because mom's going to listen to make sure that we didn't talk about her. But I was going to say we could do that like with mom and dad sometime. But
just start during the Pledge of Allegiance. Like
everybody stands up before dinner.
No, I guess. Okay. There's got to be at some time. Because whenever I have a house and I'm going to have people over.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That one time that you will.
No, I will. And we'll do that to someone.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. I hope they're not listening.
Yeah. So everything on the notes is just so irrelevant now.
I mean, let's look.
And we can just move forward and move past. I haven't really been on the internet much.
Have you watched anything interesting?
I did watch DCC.
Oh, is that the Dallas Cowboys thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did. There is a girl in there. Did you ever watch Friday Night Lights?
No.
Okay, well, then you're not going to know what I'm talking about.
I know, like, what you're talking about, but I never watched it.
Do you remember? Well, then you're not going to know.
I don't know, yeah.
Okay, there's a girl on Friday Night Lights, a character, and her name is Lila Garrity.
Lila?
Lila Garrity. And she's, like, the sweet, like, cheerleader girl. Mm-hmm. And her dad is, like, obsessed with football. And she's dating, like, the quarterback of the football team, which in the literal first episode, he gets paralyzed.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought, because I've watched it, like, several times over, and I always think that it's going to be, like, the second or third episode.
It's the first episode?
It's the first, and it's so heartbreaking.
How does he get paralyzed?
He gets, like, hit, he gets tackled the wrong way, like, in a game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never seen that. Is it on Netflix? Is it worth a watch?
Yeah, it is on Netflix. I would say it's like the TV that used to be good TV, like One Tree Hill and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's
like, we love One Tree Hill.
It's like those vibes.
Love One Tree Hill.
Sort of
I never watched
thing.
One Tree Hill until I was an adult, and me and Jake were like obsessed with that. Still, that's like 10 out of 10. There's like shows that you watch that you're like,
yeah,
that was it. And for us, it was like One Tree Hill, Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
Actually, it is such a rare occasion that we finish watching a show.
Yeah.
Because it's just difficult. Like,
and it's so,
I lose interest.
What is wild to think about is, like, we were living in a time where we were, like, waiting for those episodes to be released. Like, mm-hmm. I can remember watching the episodes, like, with Emily.
Yeah.
Like, in real time.
Yeah. No, like, I remember, like, that was old for me, but, like, I remember people coming over and, like, y'all watching, like, Laguna Beach and, like, stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't really watching it at the time. I was like,
yeah,
nine,
too
but
small.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like good TV like that.
Which also brings us to the conversation about that I'm the younger sister.
Yes.
If anybody wondered.
And they did.
And apparently they did.
Yeah.
And
that's not common knowledge.
That's so crazy to me. But you know what? We had a conversation about this the other day. And after you said, you know, what you said about how it could be assumed that I'm the older sister.
It is assumed that you're the older sister.
Which is so wild. But then I started thinking about, like, qualities of older siblings. And, like, my algorithm got me on
older siblings.
Older siblings. No, just, like, qualities of, like, the...
Of, like, each sibling?
Yes. Okay. And I do err more on the side of the older sibling, which okay. is so crazy.
Well, what are the qualities?
Okay, so
each?
Per the internet, I don't know each. I just know it's just giving me older sibling.
Okay, only. Is, okay.
It's only giving me older sibling.
Okay.
Algorithm. The older sibling is usually more responsible.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd say that's true.
Well... I wouldn't say that.
Not necessarily in adulthood, but like growing up, I would say that was true for sure.
Okay.
I can't think of like any other ones now. Should I Google it? I'll Google it. Simple Google. Older sibling attributes. What would it be?
Yeah.
But no. Traits. Here we go. Okay. This says responsibility. Leadership. Organization. Perfectionism. Agreeableness. Protective. Cautious. I don't know about that. Assertive. Determined. Entitled. Ooh. Okay. Anyway, rule follower, responsible. Stuff like that. Like mm-hmm. such like that. Oh, now we have to look at the younger sibling. Would you agree with any of those things?
For you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would. And then I would also agree, I could see some of them for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So younger siblings, this is according to birth order theory.
Okay.
Attention seeking. I can see that for me, actually. Outgoing, fun loving, risk taking, dependent, meaning that they're more dependent on others. feelings of being like inferior, fewer self-regulation skills, creative, highly social.
Mm-hmm.
Can see both.
Mm-hmm.
I think what it comes down to ultimately in people thinking that I'm the older sibling is my assertiveness, like we were talking about the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that.
Yeah. Well, and I also think, like we've talked about this before, about like if you walked into a room, you're going to avoid talking to someone.
Yeah.
And like I'm the type that I would walk in and like, what's up? Even if like I didn't really know them.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of thing too, kind of just, I don't know.
Interesting.
Interesting.
How did we get here?
I don't know. But I definitely can see like thinking about like my kids. Avi is definitely like, clearly already, because she's one's four and one's one. But she definitely already shows like she's responsible. Like she also is very like nurturing caretaker vibes and is always kind of thinking about like problem solving in the sense of she wants to kind of make peace with everyone and stuff like that. And so that kind of sounds like some of the older sibling things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it does too kind of go back to like we were kind of saying, like your whole experience, your whole childhood experience as a whole.
Yeah.
And kind of what that, how that like develops and guides you too.
Yeah.
All very interesting. And yeah, we'll cover that in therapy.
Yeah,
for sure.
We should.
I'm really missing our therapist.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, I had to cancel my appointment.
Oh, so sad.
I had to cancel all my appointments. And I'm going to need to reach out to her because my next appointment is virtual. And I did have that on the notes.
Yes.
Because I think that I hear people all the time on like podcasts, like ads or whatever.
Yeah.
Talk about virtual therapy, online therapy and stuff like that. And I'm just going to be here to say, like, if you want to be a sponsor, I will absolutely talk about you. Like it's the greatest thing ever. But in my opinion, virtual therapy is not for everyone.
No.
And virtual therapy is not for me. And I was listening to an ad yesterday on a podcast and they were like, why wouldn't you want to be like in the comfort of your own home in therapy? Like it's the most comfortable place that you are. And I'm like, I want to be in someone else's place.
Literally anywhere else.
For my therapy.
Yeah.
I feel like I am comfortable at my home, but that's just not the place for it.
Well, I think, and we talked about this, like, when Jess told me that she had a virtual therapy session, but then also her kids were there, I was like, no wonder you hated it. Because that's not what you do. I mean, if you have to do that, like, I feel like Noah is way too young for you to be able to do that.
Yeah. It was one of those situations where like in any other day of the week, that would have been like, she probably would have went down for a nap.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay,
she can't leave those variables open.
She slept in a little bit that day.
Yeah.
And all's to say she didn't take a nap. And oh my gosh, I was like, this is the worst.
No.
This is literally the worst. And what was funny is that she still proceeded to make me another virtual appointment. And I was kind of like, I think that that's not a good idea.
Did you say that?
Yeah. And she said, well, okay, well, and she's like, well, we could do kind of like every other time. And I think that what I learned from that experience is that I need to cancel the virtual appointment and I need to make two in-person appointments.
Yeah. Also, I mean, if you're going to do virtual, you need to like still have childcare. Like, you know, just as if you were going to a real appointment.
Yeah.
Like, I'll come over and watch your kids or like what, and you can go sit out in your car. I've done that several times. It's like been like, mom, I have therapy. Like, can you hang out with Kenley? And I go out to my car, turn the air on, and have therapy in my car.
Yeah. I just think that there's something for me about being in person with literally anyone.
And that's also true. And I think that you're still, like, it's so fresh. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just meeting. You're just starting out. Because I didn't do virtual for, like, I didn't do virtual. I actually put on there that I didn't want to do virtual at all. So all of mine, like, already knowing that, were in person. Mm-hmm. And then I want to say probably after, like, it was probably about 6 months into my therapy journey, I was having, like, a crisis. Mm-hmm. And I had, like, an emergency session, and that was actually the first time I ever did virtual.
Yeah.
And that was what kind of, when I saw, like, what it was. I was scared to do virtual because I didn't think I was going to be able to, like, whatever. But sitting there in my car, I realized, like, oh, I can do that. And so I've done a lot more since then, but I don't do it. I think my next three are virtual, not just because of, like, vacation and, like, different things.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily, like, the way that I would have it. It's just kind of like the season, 'tis the season. But you would have to have a babysitter. Mm-hmm. For sure, to make it, like, worth your time.
Yeah. I would definitely just say to anyone, I think kids or no kids, I think you should go in person.
Yeah.
I think it's just important to, like, dedicate that time to going to it.
Yeah.
I think going is, like, a big deal.
Yeah. Having, like, and also, you know, you have a moment to, like, on your way there to, like, kind of, like, have a moment to yourself, and then you have, like, a decompression time after, like, driving home. Yeah. For sure. Terrible. I think you will. I mean, after so much time, you get to a point that virtual is okay, but also, for me, like, my circumstance is different because my child is older and I can just be like, here, watch the iPad. I'm going to do therapy. Like I was telling you, she sat next to me she's, like, laid on my lap or whatever, like, through many a therapy session.
And I think I also realized from that, like, yes, there are things, like, there are conversations that I would have in front of my kids. And there are some conversations that I don't want to have in front of my kids.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes.
And it's like how I was really in my mind having to navigate. I can't talk about this.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, you know, like, if you want to have a conversation with your husband, but it's not for your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It felt like that. And
yes. Okay. Yeah.
So, and so then it was like, okay, I'm kind of covering mature content.
Yeah. I've not really been necessarily, like, in that really situation.
Yeah.
Because anything I had bit would say was fun.
Yeah.
To talk about.
So basically, we just kind of ended up talking about things that, like, were not, if I had, like, a list of priority of things that I would want to discuss, it was definitely on the lower end.
Yeah. Okay. We'll work on that. And we'll talk to our therapist about it.
I need to reach out to her again.
Yeah.
I reached out to cancel, and then I need to reach back out to reschedule.
Yeah.
In person.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Katrina.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For your service.
Did you hear about?
Oh, I never. Can we circle back?
What?
You asked about DCC, and I was telling you about Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
there's a girl on the show.
Okay.
Her name's Reese.
Okay.
And it's just like, did you ever watch Making the Team or whatever it was? What was the show called?
Something like that.
On like CMT or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Or I don't know. MTV, CMT, whatever.
TLC.
Reality TV.
HGTV.
ABCDFG. Yeah. So there's a girl on the show.
The T.
Yeah. There's a girl on the show. Her name's Reese. She's a rookie. Mm-hmm. So
is it a show or is it a documentary?
It's, I guess essentially it's like reality TV. It's 7 episodes.
Oh, okay. I'm immediately uninterested.
But it's different from, it's filmed much different than like the original
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys, like, making the team or whatever, it's filmed mm-hmm. differently. Okay. To where you're kind of brought in, you kind of learn stories of some of the girls.
Okay.
And so there's a couple girls they follow mm-hmm. and you learn more about them. There's a few, like, veterans, and then there's a few rookies that they follow. And anyways, there's this girl named Reese, and she is, like, immediately, like, she tells her story, like, she's a Christian, and she talks about, like, just how everything that she does, she wants it to, like, point back to Jesus, and that she just hopes that, like, whatever happens, that, like, it's completely, like, his story, and, you know, that's kind of, like, what she wants to show and stuff. Anyways, but the way that she talks and just literally everything about her is Lala Garrity. And it is crazy. Oh, okay.
From the girl from the show.
Yeah. Because I kept thinking, she reminds me of somebody. Like, who is... She reminds me of somebody. And in the show, Lila becomes a Christian. And it was just giving Lila. And I'll say, she makes the team.
Oh, good.
And she...
I thought you were going to be like, also say they didn't show her anymore after that.
No. She makes the team. She's so sweet. She's like really, really a ray of light.
Have you heard, speaking of cheerleaders, that they make like no money?
Yeah, they make no money.
Why would you ever want to do that then? Like all the practice, all the things, like the water boys make more money.
Yeah.
Quadruple the amount of money that the cheerleaders make.
Yeah. They say that it's just for like the love of the game. Like that it's just like these girls, which some of them like, because some of them, their moms were shown and like their moms were Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. And it's like this legacy, you know, and like they do it because like it's bred into them, you know?
Yeah. But how are you living in 2024 without a job? Do they have other jobs?
No, they have other jobs.
Oh,
like,
okay.
One of the
girls, just cheerleading, like casually cheerleading for the Dallas Cowboys on the weekends.
It's like not casual at all.
No,
like,
I know. Like, I know it's not.
Like it's crazy. Like the one girl,
it's like a boot camp.
She is, what was her name? Kelsey. She was a fifth year. So like this was her last year. They followed her.
You can only do it for 5 years, or she like, do they have an age limit?
I think that you probably can only do it for 5 years.
Okay.
Which they say like, by that fifth year, your body is so like from doing those kicks and the kick splits and all that.
Like they must have unreal arthritis.
Yeah. Like one of the girls they showed, her sister is a rookie
mm-hmm.
and she either went for 4 or 5 years and her sister was trying out.
Yeah.
But she just had hip surgery. She had to have a foot surgery, everything. And like, basically she's depressed now. Because she went from like being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader to like now she's on the couch.
She's like a grandma.
She's on the couch trying to heal from all of her surgeries.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
For no money.
For no money.
If I'm doing all that, I better be making money.
But yeah, so the Kelsey girl, she's a nurse by day.
Okay.
One of the girls.
Can you imagine?
She ended up not making it. I wanted her to make it. She was an orthodontist.
An orthodontist. By day. Oh, okay. I love that they have like real jobs.
Yeah. Reese, she just got a job at a flower shop.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. I think she's fine. I don't know what she's going to do.
I mean, maybe is the goal. I'm about to sound so terrible. Like you get into that industry and you like marry a rich man.
So
is that what we're looking for? Like, I don't know.
So funny story. Reese got married in April
to a rich man.
I don't know. We could look it up, but basically like I would have never matched these two.
He's probably rich.
She,
what's her name?
What's her name? I don't know her last name, but
I'll find
her. They met in college.
Reese.
This was her first boyfriend ever.
Okay. Keep talking. I'm listening.
This was the first boy that ever put his like arm around her. This was like, this is her first.
Uh-huh.
And anyways, they met. They both went to Alabama.
Yeah.
And he was apparently like a basketball fanatic, like a huge fan. And like, he was kind of like, he wasn't the mascot for the team, but he became kind of like this guy that would like crowd surf and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she found out about him. And apparently she slid into his DMs. And anyways, the rest is history. And they got married in April.
No, they got married in July.
Really? I read an article today that said April. How would they do July? July's boot camp.
Oh, this, hang on.
Because that was filmed in...
Oh, you're right. You're right. April 20th.
Yeah.
420.
Yeah.
What a lovely time.
When else? In Florida.
Florida. Brum, 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 brum. I don't care. Like, it's all about America's Sweethearts, recently married. I don't give a poop about any of that. I want to know what he does for a living.
Literally, he was working at... She's so cute. They asked, like, what does your boyfriend do, or your fiance? And she goes, I don't really know what his job is. Like, he had just got a job at, like, a random place in Dallas. And
okay, I'm gonna have to circle back to that. I'm gonna have to do a deeper dive because there's just so many articles about them getting married.
Like, he's just a regular degular guy, and like, she found love in Alabama, and here they are.
That's nice.
Yeah, and then he moved to Dallas for her because that was her dream, to be a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Make $20,000 a year as a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Yes,
that's gonna. I mean, that's like not even gonna cover one surgery.
Which, I mean. I'm sure they're going to get paid for the show because she was one of the main characters.
Yeah, but...
And not only that, now that has, like...
Now she's going to be an influencer.
Basically.
Okay.
And what else would you be?
What else? In 2024, what else are you going to do?
A podcaster, an influencer...
An influencer and a podcaster.
A photographer.
Reality show star.
I mean, in 2024.
Okay, yeah. So, the reason that I mentioned that about marrying a rich man is because I know a lot of the honeybees for the Charlotte Hornets are like race car drivers' wives.
Gotcha.
Like, they don't need a job. They're just like, I'm a honeybee now. Like, what else am I going to do? I'm going to be a honeybee.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Like... So that's the reason, like, not even like a basketball player's wife or a football player's wife, if, you know, the Dallas Cowboys, but like just a rich person's wife.
They can't date within the organization.
That's a good rule. Yeah. Do you think they follow that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure they follow the rule, but
allegedly
that because they do sign a contract and everything like that.
Yeah.
And I do know that at the Panthers, they also have the same contract.
I'm sure a lot of them do.
And
that's why they date race car drivers.
Yeah.
When in Charlotte.
What else would you do? No idea.
Jake asked me, like, he's like, if you wouldn't have married me, like, do you? And I'm like, I would. What do you mean? Would have for sure been with a rich man.
Where did this
what do you
come
mean
from?
I'm just like,
he was just like, if you didn't marry me, who would you marry?
No, because I did, like, my circle, people that were in my circle are like in the Cup Series.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you? And I'm like, no. Yeah, I would have married a rich man. What do you mean? But yeah. I married for love.
Yeah.
And here we are. And he doesn't listen to the podcast, so I married for the love of the game. And that's on that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something else we were talking about the other day, about how it is such a thing. And I think it's a thing in general, but really, really in like racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it, like, disclaimer, I think it's all men. I think all men are trash.
Okay.
From my experience.
Okay.
With men. But a lot of like people that we grew up watching racing.
Uh-huh.
Have like had a wife and like kids and like a whole family, and then now they're like in their late 40s, 50s, and they've like divorced their wife that they've like has supported them. And now they're retired and married like a 20 something.
Yeah.
And me and Jake were talking about this the other day because I saw one of these women at one of Jake's races because the retired race car driver races with Jake.
Okay.
And he's very famous. I won't name any names.
Uh-huh.
Very famous.
Not to name drop.
Very successful race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
And he
has a girlfriend.
He did that.
Uh-huh.
And the last time I was at one of Jake's races, she got all like in a tizzy, and not at me, but like, and I'm like, you're literally the girlfriend. Like, sit down. Like, what are you doing? Sit down. You've been here for 5 minutes. Sit down. What if
why
you just...
Why is she getting a tizzy at you?
Not at me.
Oh.
But, like, he had gotten into somebody on the track, and she immediately got all up in it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you just got here.
Yeah.
Sit down. What if you didn't do that? What if you just minded your business?
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting.
But that's a major thing. Like, so if I thought about it, I could probably name 10 or 15 off the top of my head. Like, it's so common.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? But also, Jake was like, I think that's just a man thing. What's up with that?
I don't know. Because, like, what's crazy is that these wives and the kids, everybody has to really, like, develop their
Jason
whole
Aldean
lives around, like, that person's schedule.
Yeah.
Like, he has dictated their lives.
Yes.
Forever and ever and ever and
we've
ever.
We've all sacrificed for you.
I mean, hot take. Maybe the wives divorced the husband. Like, maybe,
that's what Jake said.
Like, maybe eventually the wife was like,
I'm done.
I can't do this anymore. Like, at some point, like, you have to, like, pick us.
Well, this one in particular that I'm talking about had, I'm pretty sure, announced his retirement, that he was going to retire the next year.
And his divorce at the same time?
Within, like, very closely to each other.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then maybe it's just a rich man thing, because Jason Aldean did that. He left his whole wife and kids.
He cheated on his wife.
Yeah, and then married her.
Yeah.
Which.
And now has a whole other family.
Does that make it better?
No. It doesn't.
If you cheat on your wife, but then you marry that person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people give him a hall pass for that.
I don't.
No, I'm not saying I do, but I'm saying I think people do.
Yeah. I definitely don't. Like, I'm still, like, anti-Jason Aldean.
I know. That's just not my vibe of,
like,
music.
I, like, really liked Jason Aldean back in the day.
I mean, yeah, like, Big Green Tractor.
Back when him and
his, like, other wife
Eric
were married.
Church. There was kind of, like, a moment for them.
Yeah, they had a moment. Yeah.
And we were young. And then I remember that happening, and I was like, you're done for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not my genre, like,
of country
that, like, I don't even know what it is. Rock. Like,
I would say now it's definitely, like, way more rockish,
which also I was actually just recently in, I don't know if it was a bathroom or a changing room at the Belk.
Okay.
I don't know which
Honestly,
one it was.
At the Belk, it is a little confusing.
I'm not sure if it was a bathroom or a changing room, but I was in the Belk.
Uh-huh.
And there was a Jason Aldean song on.
Okay. Which one?
I'm trying to think of it now, but it's the one that's like, oh, let the boys be country, raise them country. It's like, let them plow a field. And it's talking about little boys, like, okay, let them sling mud around and let them be, let your little boys be country.
Okay.
That's not how it goes, but yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, I follow his wife. Your little boy is not being country.
Yeah.
Your little boy.
I don't follow her. What's their little boy doing?
Like, the bougiest of all the bougie.
He's being a rich little boy.
He's being a rich little boy. Like, and so when I heard that, I just thought,
well, he didn't write that song.
No, but it's like,
he just sang it.
But why would you even sing that if it's so far from
because
your life?
It's making him millions of dollars and cents
but
to,
like,
support his bougie.
That's something.
Son.
Yes, that's something that I just cannot, like, and that's one of the reasons that's not my genre. Mm-hmm. Is because I cannot. Okay, you think about Toby Keith. Rest in peace.
Yes.
King. Our country king.
Yeah.
Toby Keith, like, was that guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was.
Yeah.
He was him.
Uh-huh.
And he was you know, singing his songs, and he, like, practiced what he preached in his songs.
Yeah.
He, like, you know?
Uh-huh.
Like, mullet and everything, you know? And, like, I can't get down with that, like,
mm-hmm,
that's literally not how you're living your life at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get with it.
Yeah.
like sing what's real to you.
He's a fraud.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like Morgan Wallen,
which adds up. He cheated on his wife. So
he
did cheat
on his wife.
Kind of feeling like Secret Life.
But people love her.
His wife.
People do love her.
I don't know her.
I don't know
their situation.
And I don't know their situation.
Like, you maybe were married. You cheated on your wife.
Yeah.
You're married to somebody else now and you have a whole nother life. Yeah. As if that other one didn't exist.
Well, I think they still hang out with his other kids.
That's good. It is his kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so, like, bottom of the barrel.
I don't know. Well, again, we don't know these people at all.
Yeah.
Let's at all.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
Yeah. Them.
For all we know, she could have cheated on him. So he went and cheated on her and then they divorced.
Maybe.
For all we know, they were already separated. We don't know.
We don't know. We know what we know.
We know what we know. And that is nothing.
But yeah, I feel the same way. I really can't get behind.
Oh yeah.
The inauthenticity.
Yes. And then you have like people, you know, like Morgan Wallen, and I feel like he's living that life.
He's for sure living the life he sings about.
Yeah.
He
wishes he would have left the Broadway girls alone.
Absolutely, but he can't.
He can't leave them alone. He can't stop throwing chairs off things. He opened a bar, which leads me back to something.
Oh, did they ever finally let him open that?
It's open.
Well, you know, because like they gave him a hard time about it.
No, I didn't know that.
You didn't know this?
No.
Oh my gosh.
What happened?
I barely know anything about it. But whatever.
Okay.
No, I guess like he had planned to have a grand opening.
Yeah.
And then pretty much like the whole city was like, no, you can't open your bar. And they were like prohibiting him from getting his like liquor license and stuff.
Why? Just because it was him?
Yeah.
But like literally every singer.
They were on like a I Hate Morgan Wallen tour.
Every singer in town has a bar.
Yeah. Well, I guess this was, they basically released a statement. I don't know. We should probably look this up, but I'm pretty sure what had happened was, as they said,
she just made all this up.
I made all this up. I'm lying. It's giving Jason Aldean. That he was like giving them a bad look. And so
yeah, people love Morgan Wallen though.
Pending charges and stuff.
But
I don't know. I'm telling you, if that hawk to a girl can get famous, she's like making appearances.
I know.
She's getting paid like thousands and thousands and thousands,
that
thousands
is just
and
quite
thousands of dollars. Like, why are we making these people famous?
Listen,
like, okay, if she can get famous, we can get famous. Like, I'm just like,
yeah,
we're blowing people up for the wrong things.
Okay. Yes. I think that's just like the world we live in.
Yeah. I mean, she
I really do.
Is like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, circling back to everybody having a bar.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear about Miranda Lambert?
I thought you were going to say,
should we open a bar? Maybe yes. I don't drink.
That would be
a hindrance on the bar.
Like,
yeah.
No. No, the coffee shop makes more sense.
It could be a bar for people who don't drink.
Okay, now you're acting like what's his face, Carl.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, from somewhere else.
Is that what he said?
He was like, he's basically like having a midlife crisis, and I keep hitting my mic. And he just would have all of these ideas of things that he would want to do with his life.
Yeah, I mean, okay, and Carl. Like, newsflash, you're getting to the end. You need to hurry it up if you're going to, like, speed it up a little.
Because, basically, he used to work for...
Loverboy,
Kyle's company.
Yeah. Hate, double hate.
Yeah. And he worked for him. Mm-hmm. And then he basically was just going through a really tough time. And he was, like, doing drugs and, like, staying drunk all the time and all this stuff. And so, he didn't... I guess he kind of got, like, go from Loverboy in a way.
Yeah.
Like, they kind of... Yeah. And because he just wasn't doing his job.
Dissolve that position.
Yeah. And so anyways, then him and Lindsay get together, he gets sober, and
now they're broke up. She's pregnant. Wow. So happy for her.
With a whole other guy.
Good for her.
Lindsay is like a really I don't know her, but she's a very driven girl.
Yeah.
She's very driven. She's very like, she had her own, at the beginning of Summer House, she had her own company and all that. She sold her company.
Now she's influencing.
Now she just only influences.
That's what you do.
And she's literally just her. She's just Lindsay.
How do we get on the par where we're just influencing?
Yeah. Well, I think it's going to be a lot of like setting up our phone and doing things and then like picking our phone up and moving it to another area of the house and like doing some things and then picking the phone up and then moving it to another. Like, do you ever, when you're watching those videos, think about how they made that video? Like, that's kind of all I'm thinking about while
like
I'm watching the video.
Like, you set your phone up. I love the ones where they're getting out of bed.
Yes!
And they set their phone up, lay back down,
yes!
And then they're like,
and then they like
you didn't just get
their glasses on. Like,
how did you see to set your phone up, Ho?
I'm like confused. No, because okay, let's say that their phone was already set up. You still have to set it to record, and their phone wasn't already
set up. They were flipping until they went to bed.
Like, no, that didn't happen. They were creating content while they were going to sleep, so they had their phone with them. No, that's all I think about when I'm watching them. But also, I'm like, fair enough. You're making so much money.
I was watching somebody today who was, she had set her phone up and she was like making her bed. And I'm just watching it. Like,
yeah,
I'm in it. Like, and I'm like, why am I watching this person make her bed from across the room? I'm like,
so into it. Like, what's she gonna do next?
Yeah.
Or have you seen the ones where like they take their kids to Target? And they're videoing the whole thing. Like, they have their phone on a tripod or whatever on a tripod, videoing them in Target, moving aisle to aisle.
I can barely make it through Target, just me.
No, like, I can barely make it through my house.
Yeah.
With like both of my, like,
yeah.
Honestly, people would pay to see that. It would be.
That's
like
for the Patreon.
Something else. But yeah, I don't really know. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we have it in us. I feel like we could do it if we really, really wanted to.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is. It would be a ton of work. So much work to do that. It can't not be done. People out there are doing it every day.
When Kinley starts school,
you're going to be an influencer?
Well, I don't know, but I'm really going to start focusing on like my side hustle.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
But whether that's like, because this is feeling like my main hustle right now. This is the only hustle.
Okay.
So we neither, A, really got to start monetizing.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's here. And then I need a side to that.
Okay, so now we're in a business meeting. So for me, this is, I guess it would be a side hustle. This is, because it's not my main hustle.
Right.
Right now.
Well, this is not my main hustle either, but like.
So, but what I'm going to say,
I feel like
is,
I'm not hustling at my other hustle. That's just my job.
Well, what I was going to say is that it may be something, because I've done a little bit of research, but like it may be something to where you take on the side of trying to find the monetization, because I don't have that time at the moment.
Right. Yeah.
To find
the
monetization part of it.
Also, Audible does have podcasts.
Oh, awesome.
It's right there on their Instagram.
Love that.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to get on Audible.
Yeah.
Now. And off of YouTube.
And also, I felt so dumb. I posted that clip where I'm like, that's hearing books.
Yeah.
Why did I say that like that?
I don't know.
Like, it's listening to books.
It's hearing books. That sounds like something Kinley or Abby would say. Yeah.
I listen to that. Sometimes when I am like making those clips, I'm like, am I stupid?
No.
I have to tell you, I did not tell you this.
Okay.
And they watch the pod. The reason that I'm telling you this is because they watch the pod or listen to it.
Okay.
So shout out Carmen.
Okay.
Okay. So I was at Adeline's mom's church 2 Sundays ago.
Where is this going?
Well, Carmen, who is Adeline's mom's friend,
Got it.
Ironically enough, shout out Carmen. She's going to be so pumped.
Okay. Let's go, Carmen.
Okay. Who is also Bentley's mom's friend.
Okay.
It's, I don't know. She's very intertwined. No. She's so intertwined in the saga.
Wow.
I only just met her like last year.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that none of that's important.
Okay.
I saw her on, she goes to Adeline's mom's church.
Okay.
Okay. And she was like, I actually was talking about you. I said something about my sister, something, something. And she said, is that okay. your sister that you do the podcast with? Which it didn't occur to me that that's not obvious.
And is she the younger sister?
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, yes, that's my sister. And she was like, y'all are so funny. I was just listening to your podcast. And I was like, thank you so much. And she was like, y'all are kind of stupid. But like, she didn't mean it like... She was like, but that's like the kind of humor, like my kind of humor. Like, I don't know. She didn't mean it. I don't think. Like the way that it came out.
What she doesn't know is I'm easily offended.
No, but I was like, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
Okay. I have follow-up questions.
I had follow-up questions, but
this wasn't the time.
I didn't have time to ask them. I really don't think she meant it. Because yeah. She was like, that's like me, like the kind of humor I enjoy.
Okay.
That I think is fun. Like,
oh, good.
You know?
Stupid people humor.
Stupid people humor.
Okay.
But that being said, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the clips and I'm like, that was so dumb.
I understand what you're saying.
But, like, I think it's funny.
Yeah.
And you think it's funny.
Yeah.
And Carmen thinks it's funny.
Thank you, Carmen.
Thanks, Carmen. So, I just said, yeah, I forgot to say that.
There are several other people that do think it's funny.
And stupid.
And stupid. Yeah. Somebody asked me last weekend if they could be a guest. And I was like, well, if we have guests, then we would have to talk about you.
And we don't do that.
I'm just going to say, like, Annabeth's not going for it. Like, she barely lets me talk about me.
Okay, so, that's not true.
I know. You're getting so good at that, though. Like, you're getting better.
I really have been,
yeah,
like, really focused on that.
No, I love that. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you for noticing, because I really have, really
no,
have tried.
No, you have.
Just letting you talk. Like, what if you just talked?
Yeah.
And I listened.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I'm so glad you noticed, because I felt like you didn't notice.
No, I definitely have noticed. You know,
and the clips, I've been working on the clips too.
You've done amazing with the clips.
Making them more about you, less about me.
And also with the clips, I've been terrible with the clips because I like I'm posting them less, like I'm less on top of posting them.
Yeah, it's okay.
I gotta get back on top of posting them. I have them.
I'm posting them.
But yeah,
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
so exciting, and people are interacting.
People like it. Yeah,
so that's so good.
Yeah,
no, I think that I need to do a better job of vocalizing. Like, okay, like you're doing a good job to like literally anyone. To the those people in my life, I'm like
that is so true. I was on the phone today with someone,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, hang on 1 second. And I could hear them talking to their child.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, that is so good. Like, you did such a good job. Like, you're so creative. Like, they were building, like, I don't know, blocks or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm terrible. Yeah. Like, that made me, I was like, I mean, not that I don't do that.
Yeah.
But, like, her voice was just like, I felt good about it.
Yeah.
I was like, you're like, I haven't seen it, and I know that's a masterpiece.
And also, I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and also I'm doing good too. Thank you so much. Like, mm-hmm. it was just so nice. And I'm like, man, I need to do better at that, which I feel like I do, but like I try to, but I could do better.
I feel like I do a good job with my kids,
mm-hmm.
with Ivy specifically, because she's really listening
yeah.
to me.
I mean, that's what you're saying.
Noah is too.
Yeah.
But like, I really am trying with her because I'm learning that I think that that's like a thing for her because she will straight up just look at me and be like, mommy, I really love your hair today. And she'll just start naming all these things. And it's almost like she needs me to say that, but she needs
yeah.
me because that's what she's wanting, mm-hmm. you know? And
that would add up, because Caleb is also like a words person, and I realize like I'm saying no words.
Kinley does that to me, but like in the opposite way of like she says something to me because it's something I've said to her. And I'm like, wow.
Gotcha. Yeah.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I need to be better about that. You're doing a great job.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to be better about that and saying it when I'm thinking it.
I actually really am working on that. Like, I don't feel like I communicate enough with people in in the world.
Yeah.
Cause you know, the oldest child thing.
Yeah.
But so I actually, cause, but I'll think things to myself, but I just don't like, it doesn't come out of my mouth.
Uh-huh.
But then I think like how nice it is when people say things to me.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was at the McDonald's and, the girl's lips were so, they were just like so luscious.
Oh, wow.
Not like she had on like a lip boil or something.
And did you say you have good lips?
I was like, oh my gosh, what's on your lips? Okay. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I hope. And then my first thought was like, I hope she's not like, I just ate a cheeseburger or something. Like, and it was like grease.
Where do you go from? I need to be more encouraging. I saw this girl and her lips looked really good. Like your first point of encouragement is what's on your lips. Like, that's so funny.
Why is that funny?
I don't know. I just kind of like, the lip, I don't know. Kind of just been like,
did that feel sexual? Like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
No, I thought you were going to be like, before you said that it was about her lips, I thought you were going to say, this was a girl at McDonald's and she was really pretty or something. Or like,
she was really pretty.
I thought you were going to say, you were like very specifically, like, her lips were so luscious.
Well, if you would have seen them, you would have thought the same thing. Like, they were just like glistening, and she immediately like out of her pocket pulls this like lip oil. And I was like, where do you get that? And she was like, you get it at like a beauty supply place. And I was like, oh my gosh. Don't remember what it was. Don't remember what it was called. But yeah. I hope it made her feel good.
I bet it did.
She like,
I got it.
No, she whipped it straight out. Yeah. Like she had just applied. Like they were so shiny, so beautiful. And I hope it made her feel good.
Yeah, I bet it did.
Yeah.
We'll work on that.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
This is me trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to work on that for sure. Sorry.
Just have a stroke.
Oh my gosh. Yesterday I went outside and decided that I was going to like, I hadn't been outside in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, let's get outside. Let's get some fresh air.
We've been a little under the weather.
Going a little stir crazy in the house.
Yeah.
And Noah is, oh Lord. I just was like, we got to get you out the house, girl.
Mm-hmm.
So we walk outside and Ivy decided that we should pick weeds because we had a lot of weeds.
Okay.
And I was like, what else would we do?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. And so we started picking weeds. And then at that point, though, it's like if you pick some weeds, like
you have to pick all the weeds.
Yeah. Like you can't just pick a section of weeds.
Yeah.
Anyways, but then Ivy had already given up.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Noah had went rogue. We didn't know where she was. And here I am picking weeds. And I got like so lightheaded. I legit was like, am I going to pass out right here? Like, I hope my neighbors are outside because I think I'm going to faint. I didn't faint.
That's
I made
good.
It inside. I sat down on these chair, one of these chairs. And I texted Caleb. I was like, I went outside to pick some weeds and now I feel like I'm having a heart attack.
Was it really hot? It was really hot yesterday.
It was really hot. And it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So it was like peak hotness.
Yeah. And I just hadn't like gotten my blood flowing like that.
Yeah.
A lot of like
you should have stretched a little bit
bending
before
bending down and picking up.
Yeah. I did the vertical mile 3 times last week.
Yeah.
And I just needed to, everybody to know.
Yeah.
And I went on 2 walks this week.
Congrats. Thanks.
Kinley didn't even make it a lap.
Yeah.
She made it like a quarter of a lap and she was like, I'm gonna go back and turn around and go sit at the table. And I was like, okay, cool. Which really only made it like 3 laps total because she was like ready to leave. It was really
so
hot.
So what's the
4 laps is a mile.
Okay.
So it was a short walk.
Very short walk.
It was a small walk.
Yeah,
but a walk nonetheless.
Yeah.
more walks than I've done.
So I'm trying to be more healthy, trying to like move my body more.
Yeah, I need to get out.
Katrina's going to be so proud of me.
She is.
Yeah.
Katrina's going to be so
proud. Honestly, that's the only reason I'm doing it.
For her.
So I can be like, you know what?
For her to say that she's proud of you.
It's time to stand up. I just need her to tell me that she's proud of me. Mm-hmm. Because she told me that one time and now it's like a drug to me. So,
yeah.
And I'll cover that with my other therapist that I'll get at some point.
Yeah. I think that Katrina's going to be disappointed in me.
She's not. She told me, like, she's, it's not her job to be disappointed in us.
Oh.
Not us, but me. But I assume she
says that to other
people. Says that to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've, like,
she's only here to help.
Huh?
She's only here to help us.
Yeah. I really haven't done good on my homework.
It's so. Okay. That's kind of bull. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but like the thing is though, here's the thing about homework.
Yeah.
From your therapist. Uh-huh. Is that like kind of the whole point? Like you kind of need to do it.
Yeah. But let me tell you what I found in my two walks and my three vertical miles. Mm-hmm. It's really good for your mental health.
Yeah.
And cause I haven't really been very active in, you know, a long time.
Uh-huh.
Like quite some time.
Uh-huh.
But, even Jake only went on one vertical mile and he was like, wow, this is like,
it's nice being out in nature.
It's nice being out in nature. It's nice to like do something that you're like, this is really, really hard. Uh-huh. And then you do it.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, wow,
I did it. Yeah.
And it's like physically challenging, get your heart rate going, you're sweating. And it's, you know, the endorphins.
You're better than everyone else.
I'm literally better than everyone. Yeah.
And what's better than that?
Nothing. No.
Yeah.
No, I would recommend.
No, yeah. I think for sure I definitely need to be getting out in nature and getting out there.
Which we're going to get that gym membership when the girls start school.
Right. Getting active.
Yeah.
Okay. So I do have a new thing that I know we're wrapping this up, actually. We're wrapping.
Yeah. This was supposed to be a wrap.
This is a wrap up. But
in conclusion,
a friend of mine, I don't have my phone on me.
Okay.
To like say what it is.
Okay.
Okay. A friend of mine, I was talking to her about kind of like my mental health journey right now and like kind of my symptoms, I guess I would say. Like kind of talking about, cause she's like, you know, how, like what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of like telling her and she goes, she said that the same thing happened to her and there was a name for it. Called something.
Okay.
Basically, it's like, apparently not everyone has PMS.
Yeah, you were telling me about this.
So, apparently not everyone has PMS. From like, she sent me an article about it.
Okay.
She was like, this is what I was talking about. And in it, it kind of like listed things that would like say that you had this thing.
Okay.
Like, these are signs of this.
Symptoms.
Yeah. And in the article, it was kind of saying that it's common for if PMS like runs in your family, or it's called like PMDD or something. It's post-menstrual like depression.
Okay.
Something like that. And because basically I was telling her that like right before I get my period, things just like really fall apart up in here, my brain, up in my brain. And she was
PMDD.
Like, yes.
Premenstrual dysphoric disorder.
Yeah. And basically the article was saying that it's really hard to kind of detect because what a lot of people will just think that you have anxiety or depression.
Right.
They'll just think, oh,
they're not connecting it to that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And apparently that like it's treated differently because it's not the same thing.
Right.
And
makes sense.
Yeah. And, but like a lot of times, you know, if you went to your doctor and you say like, this is how I'm feeling, this is what's going on. Like they would just be like, oh, you have depression, or like, oh, you have postpartum, or like whatever. And so anyways, yeah, they finally like diagnosed her with that.
Wow.
And got her like what she needed. And
she's doing better.
She's doing better, which she said that, like, she's kind of, you know, like, they had, like, I don't know if it's like a hormone imbalance or something. Like, if
yeah,
they
kind
of get,
says.
If they kind of get you, like, your,
says, every,
cause basically she was like, she's not going to be on like a medicine or something like forever. Like, she's kind of like winging off.
Yeah.
Of like what, you know,
it says a drop in estrogen after ovulation can lead to corresponding drop in serotonin, and progesterone fluctuations can cause a decline in dopamine. These symptoms usually, well, improve after a period and your hormone level rises again. It says that you can try to exercise 20 to 40 minutes 3 to 4 times a week.
I need to be exercising.
Drinking water, eating fresh fruits and vegetables, avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and refined sugar. Taking supplements like calcium, magnesium, vitamin B6, and vitamin
D. I definitely need to be getting to the supplements.
Yeah.
What was that one supplement?
Vitamin B.
The Holy Grail? The one that you were saying that
magnesium?
You could, no, the one that you got and you were like, I could really tell a difference. B something.
Yeah. Well, it was like a combination of B vitamins.
Okay. I need to get me some of those. I need to get me some supplements.
Yes.
But yeah, it kind of does. But basically what they said is like your doctor would want you to keep notes for like 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
And like say to be able to truly say, okay, that's what it is. And yeah, it's not something else.
Yeah. Interesting.
But when I was reading through it, it did like A plus B equals yeah, C.
Love being a woman.
So fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, well, that's the tea.
That's the tea.
That's the mental health tea for the day, the week. And we'll really try to be back next week.
Yeah. Really, really try. And if we're not, we're not. But we'll really try.
We're trying. I mean.
Yeah, this is me trying.
We're really trying. And we don't want it to seem like we're not inconsistent. Because I hate is inconsistency.
I don't think that that's.
We're not giving inconsistent.
I don't think so. I think it's giving it summer. Summer things are happening. It was a holiday week.
Summer
I think
schedules.
It probably made a lot of sense to not have an episode last week.
Yeah,
it's a holiday week.
People probably weren't listening to podcasts anyway.
No, I know I wasn't.
I wasn't listening.
I'm catching up. And then like
week.
Even our favorite podcasts don't do pods on those days.
Yeah.
So we're just really patriotic. We were paying respects to America, 1776, mm-hmm. the Declaration of Independence, Independence Day. Mm-hmm. Which reminds me of what Jake said of when is Independence Day? And it was
on Independence Day.
It was on Independence Day and it was July 4th. No, mm-hmm. on July 4th, Jake was like, when is Independence Day? And then I was like, it is today. He said, don't tell anybody I said that. And I said,
definitely don't tell Carmen.
I'm going to tell everyone you said that. Everyone I know, I'm going to tell that you said that. And furthermore, he followed that with, I always get that confused with Labor Day.
Please, yeah.
What? Anyway, so yeah, we were just celebrating our independence, our 40% taxes, all that. All that.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's America.
Mm-hmm. Politics did get brought up. Not by us.
Not by us. We're just proud to be American.
Yeah, we just want to be able to afford our groceries.
You know what I don't like when people say?
What?
When people are like, we're free for now. Have you heard people say that?
I haven't.
People, that's like a Facebook thing, I think.
Is it?
Well, I've just seen a lot of people on Facebook that are like, enjoy our freedoms while we have them.
That sounds like something teens would say.
She might have did say
no,
that.
Literally, she would say
that.
And
I'm like...
That's giving teens energy.
You're not
sure.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Like, what you're saying is incorrect.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're free for now. Uh-huh. You could have been saying that for the last 100 years, though.
Uh-huh.
You could have been saying that since 1776. Like, on July 4, 1776, they could have been like, we're free for now.
Yeah.
You know? But, like, let's give some positive vibes. Like, let's give...
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk 4 to 5 times a week.
And then get on Facebook.
And then, like, go do the vertical mile and then think about what you're going to post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
For now.
Which, you know, not everyone that's listening has a vertical mile. Like, not everyone is from here.
It's so hard to think about that.
Well,
and remember that.
Whatever that means to you, go on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever hike. Take a, literally take a hike. And it'll make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And take a hike, post a picture, post about that on Facebook, and then everybody will be so proud of you.
Yeah.
That you did that.
Because really, why else post on Facebook?
There's no other reason.
If not for you to be like, I'm proud of you.
I can't think of one other reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why people post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Me, you.
Does it feel like everybody is at Disney World?
I can only think of one person that I currently know that's at Disney World. Do you know a lot of people at Disney World?
I feel like,
why would you go in the middle of the summer?
I feel like a lot of people in my algorithm are at Disney World.
Maybe you're on Disney.
They're either at Disney World or they're at Ocean Lakes. Did you see that? There was a, we got to wrap this up.
Like a shooting?
They had like a thing and then people.
Oh, there wasn't a shooting. It was like a
standoff. They did arrest the girl.
Were you not there when we talked about this?
Uh-uh.
Okay, somebody in the household, in the teens household, brought this up the other night.
It was probably teens.
It had to have been.
Yeah, because she was on Ocean Lake Facebook.
Friends of Ocean Lakes.
Yeah.
She's mentioned this the other night. We're all in the kitchen.
Okay.
Okay. The whole fam. Minus you. Everyone who lives there.
Yeah, yeah.
And she brings this up and I was like, she said it was a lady with like an AR-15.
Uh-huh.
And she was like standing out on her porch threatening to like, like holding it to her head. And you know what I said? I said, she probably has three kids that have done whined and cried and fussed and fought all day long. They done been to the ocean, to the pool, to the ocean, to the pool, to the ocean, to the basketball court. They teeny bopped for 2 hours. And you know what? Like, I get it.
Anna.
Where's the lie?
Anna.
Where's the lie?
You're taking it too far.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Call her. Call her. Call her.
Is she out of jail?
I don't know.
Well, they ended up having like a standoff with her.
I get it.
And they did finally get her into their custody.
Good.
Well, I guess she'd probably be like on a 72-hour hold.
She's probably having like a mental break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, she had kids with her.
Well, yeah.
That wasn't a part of the report, but I know that she
or
did.
Or if she didn't have kids, she's at Ocean Lakes where there are kids.
Right.
Over the
you don't even
got to
bring your own. They're already there.
Yeah. Over the 4th of July.
Yeah. Can you imagine what Ocean Lakes is like over the 4th of July?
Here's the thing. Like, when our kids get bigger,
mm-hmm.
Do we keep going to Ocean Lakes?
My kids, speaking from like personally, just like my own children, look so forward to the day that they can teeny bop by themselves.
So we're still going to Ocean Lakes.
I mean, which if you think about it, Bentley is about to be 12. So that's really only like 4 more years.
Yeah.
Till they can drive the golf cart. It's not that long.
Yeah.
So yeah.
We're still going.
Unless we can find a better solution.
Well, I know people that have, like, been going their whole lives, and, like, now they go with their kids.
Oh, no.
And then, like, their kids are going to take their kids.
No. When we're done. When we're done, we're done. We're done.
Yeah.
We're going to be going to Sandals.
Well, I know, like, every year we're, like, next year.
We're going to do something different.
Yeah, and then every year we go back to Ocean Lakes.
It's Dad's fault.
Dad loves it there.
Literally, well, yeah, because he can take a nap and we can golf cart ourselves to and fro.
Uh-huh.
It's Dad's paradise. That yeah. is Dad's Sandals Resort. Like,
yeah.
What is better for him?
Yeah, for sure.
But
what is better for him?
What is better for him? Listen, when we're done, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
Until our kids have kids.
Are we podcasting on vacation?
I don't know. Are you going to bring all this stuff?
I mean, I can probably just put it in the case.
We could probably just take those little mics.
Yeah.
If we wanted to. Sound wouldn't be as good, but.
Mm-mm.
I'll just take the week off.
We could pray about it.
Yeah. See what the Lord lays on our heart.
It could be a moment of solidarity.
For
us.
Oh. Potentially. We could end up like that lady.
You know.
I'm telling you, that's what happened.
That's really sad.
No, it is sad. But she is all of us. She is all of us. She's every woman at Ocean Lakes.
How old was she?
I don't know. I don't need to know.
Okay.
I just know.
Yeah.
I know what happened, and I feel bad for her.
So what did mom say in response to that?
I don't remember.
What did anybody say in response to that?
I don't remember. It wasn't important.
Like, after you said what you needed to say, everything else is a blur.
After I said what I needed to say, whatever the response was not important. And I think that if more people, like, spoke that way, that's what I've learned in therapy. You just say what you gotta say, and it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think Jake thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody else laughed. I don't recall there being laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Which is unfortunate. But me and Jake laughed.
Yeah.
Because if you get it, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised ourselves. So they don't get it. You know?
Yeah.
That's the tea.
That's the tea.
All right.
See you next week.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Because then if we don't next week, and then we don't...
If we don't next week, then we can the next week, and then the next week's vacation.
Okay. We'll try.
We'll try.
Our best.
Okay.
Forget the rest.
Yep.
Okay. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.